Hey guys, welcome back to R&R with Reagan Rach. I'm Reagan.
And I'm Rach.
And today we have some special guests with us.
Go watch on YouTube so you can figure it out.
Woo!
Well, I guess you'll hear their voices, but just go watch on YouTube. But this week, in honor of Valentine's Day, we have the husbands on to talk about how they met us and our first date.
Our love story.
Spoiler, Ty and I's first date was awful.
But let's let them introduce themselves.
Yeah.
To the pod. To all the ladies out there that don't know our husbands, here they are.
Yeah, also, this is Budge, Lolo, Lawrence. He goes by many names.
Hello, everyone. My name is Lawrence.
This is Lawrence! Yay!
And I'm Tyler.
Okay, good. You guys are doing great so far. They're pretty nervous. Just say, like, what you do for work, if you're doing school, and where you're from.
Right now, I work for a place called Foreigner Lifestyle. I'm just in their warehouse. I'm 23 years old, and I'm going to school at UVU.
Good job. Nice. Okay, Ty. Hit him with it.
I work for a supplement company called Life Seasons. I am, am I going to be 27 next month?
Yeah. No.
And Tyler's an old man.
Yeah.
I'm going to be 27.
I'm an older man.
I'm a month shy of turning
my sugar daddy.
27. I'm from Arizona. And what else? Favorite animal?
No, but you can favorite if color? You want. I was saying if you were going to school or not. You're not in school, though.
No, not in school.
But you can say your favorite animal.
I'll say my favorite color.
Oh, okay.
It's green.
Okay.
My favorite animal is a Black Panther.
Hey, what's your favorite color, Lawrence?
Green.
Nice.
Besties.
Twins.
Okay.
My hands are super sweaty.
It's okay.
Okay.
He's really nervous.
No, it's not. I know it's not. It's never been okay.
Ty's
okay.
Super nervous, guys.
Anyways, we are just going to jump right into it. We don't have any updates other than the weather was amazing today and we all feel better.
Other than Rachel made me her famous cookies and they slap.
Lawrence said they were awful.
Lawrence hates them.
He has slander against chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah. Lawrence doesn't like treats.
I don't.
Like, we went to Twisted Sugar and he went to Wingstop.
True.
We both went to Wingstop.
I think that's pretty valid, though.
Ty and Lawrence went on a little date to Wingstop instead of Twisted Sugar, which is fine, you know, to each their own. It's just like, whatever.
10 out of 10 date.
Yeah.
It was good.
Would do again.
Oh, are you guys going to talk about your first date instead?
The vibes are immaculate.
Yeah.
Literally. When did you two meet? So tell us about your love story.
Yeah, wait, when did you guys meet? A year ago when you helped us move in?
Yeah. First time.
Ty's like, Lawrence's hair was long then.
Yes.
True.
His luscious locks. Okay.
Lawrence is growing out his hair again, actually. He's growing it out.
Really?
So, next time. True. Now you actually. Now you actually have to do it. So, next time you see Lawrence, hopefully, well, actually, in a few months, you'll see him. He'll be along. He'll have long hair again.
You should grow it out with him.
I don't know about that.
And then cut it off and have a Jedi braid.
Do you have, like, naturally curly hair, or what is your hair?
Heck no. No, my hair grows, like, super pin straight.
He has one single curl on this side of his head, and then that's just it.
There's a little bit of wave, but not much.
But he did perm it in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I did.
I thought that was epic. It was.
It's pretty nice. I'll show you photos after this.
Can't wait to see those.
Okay. Lawrence, why don't you guys go ahead with your first date? Because I truly.
Our first date?
Well, how you guys met and your first date, because I've never heard it.
Okay.
Good luck.
Well, we met on Mutual.
Wait, explain what Mutual is.
Just a Mormon dating app.
Yeah.
I need canceled for saying Mormon.
No.
Okay. Sorry, that's why I've always said. We matched on Mutual. The first thing I texted her was, "You skate?" Because she was wearing DCs in one of her pictures, and I thought that was fire.
Wait, do you remember my pictures?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember most of them.
Did you have black hair then?
Yeah, like fully.
Wait, that's so cool that you had DCs. Black.
I was fully emo. He fell in love with an emo girl.
True.
Wait, full circle moment that you wore for Halloween.
Yeah, so true. I miss my black hair, but it's fine. Just kidding. I don't miss my... I just feel like they can't hear me, so sorry. I don't miss my black hair, but I did have black hair when you met me.
Do you miss it, Lawrence?
Well, actually,
it was so fire.
In some of those pictures, my hair was brown. Actually, when I think about it.
Yeah, the one in the
With the DCs.
With your dress in California.
Yeah, my hair is brown.
Okay, period. When he remembers them perfectly.
He remembers all the pictures. Well,
that one was one of my favorites. So.
Oh. Did you screenshot, be for real?
No.
Oh. I screenshotted to us.
What year was this?
2021.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2021.
When'd you get married?
October of 2022.
Period. Okay, wait, but we gotta hear how they met.
Okay, yeah. So.
Yeah, we chatted on...
You messaged me on Mutual.
Yeah, and then eventually I got her number and her Snapchat. Texted for a while.
No, you got my Snapchat.
Okay, yeah, I don't remember the number of Snapchat, but I do remember we were texting.
Yeah.
But it probably was Snapchat because everything was on Snapchat then.
Did you guys Snapchat?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because the beginning of our relationship was Snapchat.
I grilled Tyler about sending pictures of just his eye and snaps. I don't care to see your eyeball. I want to see your whole face.
Yeah.
I just feel like Snapchat's a less suspicious way of texting. Like, for someone you don't know.
Oh, no, for
you
sure.
You get to see their face every single time, and so it's like...
Are they weird or no? Yeah,
you can kind of gauge feel the vibes better
that's
what
why,
they're going to be like.
That's why I think people who are married who snap, I'm like, that's... Yeah. Weird. Just text each other or FaceTime. Like,
yeah.
No, because I feel the same way. I don't like giving out my number if I don't know you and I'm never going to talk to you. Like, I don't want a random guy that I matched with on whatever to have my phone number.
Yeah.
Phone number's sacred. Okay, so you guys snapped.
We snapped for a while. We hung out a few times at my house and a few times at her house. But our first, like, official, like, really fun date was to Lagoon. It was a double date with... Me and my...
But tell them the first time we met, like, in person.
Yeah, okay. The first time we met in person, she came over to my house.
What did you say? I'm like, hello?
You're like, well...
Well, what were we doing? I'll just say it. Yeah. Lawrence texted me and was like, come over. We're making pizzas. All my roommates are making pizzas. This is, like, so low.
We were making pizzas on... half pieces of French bread. You ever done that?
No.
Never.
Oh my gosh. Get a piece of French, like a French bread loaf, cut it directly in half, and then build a pizza on it. It's so good.
Lawrence's meal plan for every single one of us.
Into garlic bread slices.
Yeah, yeah.
It's literally garlic bread, but pizza.
It's like bagel bites.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
You and I.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so you're making that type of pizza. But were you thinking circular pizza? Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay. Well, that's probably weird. But, yeah, so when she came over, I came out to the parking garage.
I was like, I don't know where to go.
Yeah,
it's like, this apartment complex.
Yeah. Apartment complexes are the worst for that.
It's like a little confusing. So I came out there to get her, and she's wearing a Lonely Ghost hoodie. And I was like, I don't frick with Lonely Ghost.
Wait, that's like, you're going to get canceled for that because of the Indie Blue controversy right now.
Oh, that's
Wait, what's the controversy?
She got bought out of Lonely Ghost.
Yeah, she's not part of it anymore. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Why'd you hate Lonely Ghost? Wait, we have to talk about this.
I don't know.
Lawrence has really crazy hot takes.
I don't like a lot of the trend.
Do you see it? Yeah, it's like.
Certain trendy things.
Is like trending like kind of like poserish? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I don't know about like poserish. I just don't. Okay. I don't know. I think it's like...
Cringe?
Don't understand the hype.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, you just don't...
I also just don't understand Indie Blue, so I don't understand the hype around her either. So it's like the hype around that whole thing was just kind of... And I just thought the...
Oh, no.
Never mind, but...
He's like, and I hated her.
No. I don't know.
And she was ugly. Yeah.
She pulled up not wearing the DCs.
Yeah.
And I was pissed.
Yeah, I was like, where are those DCs, bro? That's the whole reason we matched, but... I'm just kidding. That's not the whole reason we matched.
Oh, man.
And then the weird part was, like, most of my buddies, like, most of my roommates were there.
Yeah.
But then also some dudes from intramurals were there. We were in a softball league at the time.
So Reagan was the only girl?
Yes.
Reagan?
Guys, when I say I was pooping my pants, I mean it. I was so scared.
Way to put her in the hot seat.
I was so scared. And I begged my roommate to come with me. Like, please, I can't go alone. It's a bunch of boys.
But you wanted
what if
to
I literally die?
You wanted to. This was when you first met him?
Yeah, we had been Snapchatting. But I was like, he was like, hey, come over. We're making pizzas. And I was like, okay. And then I was like, to my roommate, come with me. I'm not going alone to this guy's apartment with all his male roommates. I don't know anyone. I'm scared. I'm going to die. She's like, no, I can't. I'm like, you're fake.
Well, knowing Lawrence, it's just like he like wouldn't hurt a fly. But like going into that situation, that's so scary.
I didn't know
scary.
Him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I had only Snapchatted him.
If someone texted me and said free pizza if you come over, I will leave. I will leave as soon as I get a text.
It wasn't real pizza, and I didn't see a single pizza.
Hey, free French bread pizza.
Well, French bread pizza is like, I would honestly be
poor
like
college kid pizza.
Faster. I would drive faster. I think.
Oh, you
that's
like it
more. That's like a nostalgic thing. My mom always made pizza on French bread.
All right,
bread.
Guys,
that's
the
like,
next podcast episode is actually going to be a cooking show with
Lawrence making that.
That actually sounds
fun.
I would do that. If you guys filmed a cooking episode and I just cooked the whole time and you guys just filmed on the camera, I would do it.
Lawrence in the background?
I'm being straight up.
That would be so funny.
Do you know
what, Thai cooking episode?
Do you know what I've been wanting to do as like a date?
Oh my
have like a, I want to have like an Iron Chef night.
Yep.
So it's like you make like different courses. You can make like an appetizer.
Oh my gosh. Sorry.
And then you have like whoever, like two judges or something like that. And then you can make like the main course and then the dessert.
So Reagan and I be the judges and you guys make us dinner?
Yes.
We could do that.
That would be fun.
Me and my family every Sunday used to come home after church and do like chef competitions. But we would only cook
French bread pizza.
Quesadillas.
Mm. Oh, well.
We would just cook quesadillas and season it. Like weird or put like try and like add meats and stuff, but it was never anything other than quesadillas.
That's
a quesadilla
so
cook off every Sunday after church.
Yeah, it's like
you guys remember Chopped where you get a basket with ingredients and you have to make something with it. That's what my sister would do.
Ty and I are doing the ABC dates. We're doing our bookstore date this week, but we should do the Chopped date with you guys again.
That would be so
fun. We're going to a concert for the
C date. Oh, true. We're doing Hippocampus concert.
Fun.
That was my Christmas present to Ty.
That's so fun.
Do you know Loathe, the band?
No.
You gotta look them up.
You've told me about
They're coming in May. I want to go.
Yeah.
Do you want to go?
Are they like?
I don't know if they're like my cup of tea. Like I feel like you have to be goth.
You don't have to. I'm not goth, and I love them.
Yeah. Well, you guys are the outliers.
I'm not
it's like it's
I
like,
am.
Yeah.
I'm emo. Remember? Yeah,
just pull.
Like, I'll pull out the DCs.
Yeah, pull out the DCs. I was just about to say.
Okay. Wait. Getting back to the story.
Okay.
You're
sorry.
Freaking out.
I'm
yeah,
scared.
So anyway, she
he
pulls
comes
up
and gets me.
And there are like more than just my roommates here.
Like lots
and
of guys.
And I don't super know these guys because we were just like finished the softball game and we were like, do you guys want to come over? We're making these French bread pizzas and like, oh, that sounds fire. We'll pull up. And then like we didn't actually know if they were gonna pull up. And then they just
and he also
up.
Invited me to
and then
pull
I was
up.
Like, frick, this girl I'm talking to is also pulling up. So I'm like, it wouldn't have been as weird if it was just like Nate and Ryan and like Ethan. But it was like Kyle and these other two guys from an intramural league that we had just like they just ended up like free agent like they were just free agents and hopped onto the team.
Oh gosh.
They weren't
so
like people that we had known.
Them.
We
or
freshly
invited, yeah.
learned we've like we just like had barely gotten to know them, but they were actually super chill, nice guys.
So the dynamic was just kind of weird.
Yeah, the dynamic was already not normal, and then she came over, but everything was chill. I thought it was so chill.
Were
I was like, frick.
Were you in the hot seat?
She vibes with all these dudes.
Were you scared?
No, she was not shy.
I'm not shy.
You might say that like
I was scared.
I think you're more shy now than you were. When we first started dating, you were like
you have to be so extroverted when you're dating.
She was being very brave to come. Like honestly,
mad respect.
Yeah, I respect it. That's why I was like,
frick. Hella aura points for her. Like, were you like,
thank
yeah.
you, everybody? Put some respect on my name.
But anyways.
No, I'm just kidding. It was chill, and his roommates are like his best friends are really chill, so it was fine. I thought it. We just like all. I just hung out with all of them, so it was
yeah,
like a
group thing.
Yeah,
we literally just ate pizza and everyone just chatted for a while.
Fire.
Yeah.
And then,
what was your first actual date like?
Yeah, I think it was. Well, no, the first actual date we went on, Reagan asked me to go through the. It was like around Halloween, so she asked me to go to the like the haunted car wash. They do like this
oh my gosh,
haunted
drive-through
car wash. Where there's like
people come out.
No.
Yeah,
you're
like,
in your car.
You're like pulling up, and they come up and they smash, they like bang the window.
That is my OCD worst fear. I am driving, and I'm a good driver, and I'm literally like, did I hit someone and I forgot about it?
That is like my worst nightmare.
No, it's actually really fun.
You can see them coming unless they come up from
and
the back.
And they're teenagers. Also, they're like in high school.
We
they're not
be like getting a car wash.
No, and that's cruel.
He would be so traumatized.
Literally,
bring,
that.
Bring
but
Maggie.
Like even when you're like actually in the car wash, they'll like scare you because everyone's lined up outside of the car wash. And there's like 4 or 5 lanes of cars, and there's just a bunch of like people in like clown masks and stuff like outside. Fire. Then you go through the car wash and your car's like getting washed, and it like wipes the window, and then there's this guy like just sitting there looking at you.
Like in a clown mask.
But it was funny because like did I drive?
No, I drove.
No, you drove. Anyways, but I check my mirrors all the time. Like my dad always just was like, the more you check your mirrors, the safer you are as a driver or whatever.
Oh wait, you never said you're from Kansas. Did you say that?
No, yeah, I'm from Kansas.
Yeah.
Sorry. I grew up in Topeka, Kansas.
Is that considered a small town?
Not in Kansas, no.
Oh, okay.
It's the capital.
Oh.
There's like 125,000.
I don't know what that means.
People that live in the city limits, and there's like North Topeka also has like a, we have like a 5A. My high school is 5A.
Oh, sweet, okay. Sorry, not to interrupt. I just realized you never said that.
No, but yeah, so.
So we did the haunted car wash.
We did the haunted car wash, but it was funny because like I would see these guys coming, but I wouldn't like do anything to give it away.
Oh my gosh.
And then they'd smash on Reagan's window and she'd start freaking out. Like, this is a hilarious, like, first day because I'm really getting to know you. But then.
But we also were talking the whole time in the
car. Yeah, like, we were talking. There was good conversation. But then randomly someone would come and just
scare us.
Like, the piss out of Reagan, and she would just be, like, freaking out. And I'd be like. I was also trying to, like, play it cool because I wasn't trying to, like, like a little girl on our first date.
Were you also just like, oh, I'll protect you. Come here, sweet.
Yeah, I was like trying to be all.
But you're also like in the car. Like there's a console.
It's like, I know nothing's going to happen. They're just like trying to get you to, they're just trying to jump scare
you. I wish
I
could lock in like that because I'm literally like the whole trend. I don't know the difference between just in a car wash and someone's trying to kill me. That would be me.
Literally.
Yeah.
So that was that.
But honestly, when we first started like hanging out all the time, we were just watching scary movies. Because it was that time of year, like around Reagan's birthday and Halloween, where it was just like, that's already what I was doing with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, with all my friends, like my buddy Ethan was dating this girl and she was really into scary movies. And none of my other friends, well, Nate likes scary movies, but Ethan and Ryan both don't like scary movies. So Ethan's girlfriend's like, you have to watch these. And then we're all like peer pressuring Ryan into watching them, my other buddy.
It was fun.
And so he is like, I don't want to watch these. Like, I don't ever want to watch these, but like, we all would convince him like you have to stay and watch.
Yeah.
So we were watching a lot of scary movies, and then she was showing me all these like shows. So I felt
have you guys? Well, you don't like scary movies, huh?
No,
or
I
shows?
Don't like, I don't like.
Have you ever watched?
Ask me.
Have you ever watched Haunting on Hill House?
No.
Oh, it's so good. You actually should.
And that's what we were watching. It's a show.
And
Bly Manor, something Bly Manor.
Haunting of Bly Manor.
Yes.
I've heard of it.
They're both so good.
They're so good.
And that's what we were watching at the time. So we would see each other like every night because we're like, an episode, we got to keep watching. Like, we want to see. Yeah. And low key, that was my strat.
Yeah.
I snuck that one in there.
Yeah. But you're like, hold me, I'm scared.
No, I was like, if I start a show with him, I'll hang out with him. Oh, you know, like, that's a way we can hang out.
Commitment, yeah.
Yeah. But our first, like, the first day I asked around was a double date. To Lagoon with Ryan and Abby. Yeah.
That's fun.
It was really fun.
But
that's an expensive
there was
date.
Something wrong with my car at the time, and I couldn't figure out what it was, and I was trying to get it fixed. And my uncle, Greg, lives up in Tooele.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, before the date, I was like, in the morning, I was like, I got to go fix my car with my uncle, Greg.
Okay.
But I still want to go to this date, so I'm going to try and get it done as fast as I can. If I have time, I'll come down and pick you up. If I don't have time, can you just ride with Ryan and Abby? She, like, doesn't know Ryan and Abby.
I had met them one time.
Well. So this goes longer than I
Respectfully,
thought.
Respectfully, I would have said no.
And my Uncle Greg
I
always...
was just thinking about it. I can't believe I was like, yeah, sure, that's chill.
No.
I was so chill.
Down bad. No, actually, literally, I did so many things that I was like, I was so down bad for Tyler because I'm like, that was low key crazy.
Yeah, like I would have, if I was like, if Lawrence told me to do that
now,
like now, well, now it would be chill because I know Ryan and Abby, but at the time I didn't know them. And he asked me on a date, but he wasn't picking me up to go on the date. I'm riding with his friends there, meeting him there. It was like, what's happening here?
But it's all, it wasn't like, I wasn't.
It wasn't bad. Like,
I wasn't trying to be like, oh, like, I can't pick you up.
Yeah, like, it wasn't, like, shady.
It was all, like, wholesome. Like, I was actually trying to fix my car.
Yeah.
Yeah. I needed
transportation to get to work.
And he, like, explained it to me, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's totally fine. Like, yeah. I don't care. I'll just meet.
But, yeah.
You're going to Lagoon for free, so, like.
Like, I was literally like, this is fine.
My uncle is, like, super social.
Yeah.
And so we fixed the car, and then he's also like, hey, I just made some pot roast.
He's like feeding him, and I'm just like, where's the
horse? I'm inside eating pot roast, and he's like, do you want some ice cream? And I'm like, I'll have like a scoop of ice cream. He puts like 8 scoops in the bowl, and I'm like, wow, thank you so much.
You're not a dessert person?
Well, like, I'll eat ice cream, but I can't have lots of it.
Oh, my God.
Because you're lactose intolerant.
I also kind of need to go. Like, I'm supposed to be going on this date with this girl.
Yeah, right. I was just about to say, right before a date, that's suicide.
Yeah.
You're lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
You're eating 8 scoops of ice cream.
Your tummy's hurting the whole time. And then you're going on roller coasters? Insane.
Yeah, that was crazy.
There was more, like, adrenaline and excitement about the date and getting to know more about her. So I don't think I was really worrying about it. Plus, I feel like I've been lactose intolerant my whole life. And my mom never
you have.
Knew about it.
There's 10 of you.
My mom never, like, tested for anything or, like, it was always kind of just, like,
your tummy hurts.
Like, you got sick. Everyone gets sick. You know, you'll get better in a little bit. No, like, it was, like, if
thank you don't goodness have a, you didn't have celiac, which, like, literally kills
literally. You. I know. If you don't have, like, a broken bone or, like, you have a gash and you need stitches, even if there was a gash, if it's small enough, we'll just super glue it, which happened to my brother. He got...
Okay.
He fell on.
We're tangent.
Anyways.
There we go. But, sorry, guys. Lawrence, yeah, we got to keep on track here.
So, like, I felt like, my stomach just always hurt, and I just thought it was kind of normal.
Yeah.
But I'd wake up and have cereal every morning, or I'd wake up and have oatmeal and put milk in it.
Why are we talking about this?
I always had dairy because I'm trying to say that, like,
okay.
I've been used to the ache.
Yeah.
My whole life. So it's like, if it's aching, it's fine. It's whatever. So
holy.
So I used to run the streets.
No, yeah.
Anyway,
so
we're at Lagoon.
So yeah. So Reagan drives up with Ryan and Abby, and I like drive and meet them somewhere, and then we all hop in the same car and go up there. And it was like it was really fun.
It was so fun, except it was
first date, but it
freezing
was
and raining
like
the whole time.
Freezing and raining the whole time.
And
did you guys,
you know me in the cold.
Oh yeah.
Lawrence didn't know that.
No, but
and
honestly,
I was literally like,
I felt like I was being more dramatic about it than she was.
As a girl, you have to lock the freak in. When
literally,
like
as I
you're like, I can't.
As I was saying, I was trying to be chill. Maybe I was a little too chill.
We have to trick them into thinking we're chill, then we marry them, and then
true.
You guys are chill. Don't worry
about it. But that was that. And
yeah, so.
Ever since that day, we like just hit it off, right?
And you guys lived across the street from each other, right?
Yeah
our apartment complexes were literally
like
5 minutes
apart.
It's awesome.
It was awesome.
Did you guys kiss after the first date?
Go ahead.
Nah, I don't kiss on the first date, but
he didn't kiss on the first, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth. He
didn't
kiss me
for
ever
for a long time. But I was also really nervous because I was like, "This is the hottest girl I've ever talked to."
Fire,
but
that's so fire.
But later down the road, I found out she's talking to her mom, and her mom's like, "Is he gay?" So
yeah, I'm like, "Mom."
I was like trying to be respectful and not be like.
Context.
Meg,
I was texting
so
Meg.
Crazy.
I was texting Meg, and she's like, "Oh, are you still hanging out with that boy? Like, how's it going? Whatever." I'm like, "Yeah, it's good. Like, I'm hanging out with him. He's super chill. He just hasn't kissed me yet, so I don't know if it's like friend vibes or if like he actually likes me." I'm like, "We like we'll cuddle when we like watch a show, but he's like never kissed me or anything." And she's like, "Well, you think he's gay?" And I go, "I don't think so, but that'd
when
be
when did you find that
crazy
out that she said that?"
Oh, not until we were married.
Oh my
yeah.
gosh.
I don't think I ever told you that. It was funny, but.
Yeah,
oh
but.
Oh my gosh.
I just wasn't trying to kiss her because I didn't.
Want to mess it up.
Yeah, I didn't want to mess it up. I didn't want her to think I was just. Because we really did. Not. We really were just hanging out late at night. But it's because we were watching movies. I had work.
Yeah.
And, like, that was the time. Like, watching scary movies late at night was, like, the vibe that we were doing. So I didn't want her to think I was just, like, texting her to try and make out with her or like stuff like that. So I didn't kiss her for a while, but then we kissed and
it was great.
And you guys got married and
it was
perfect.
And it was perfect and now we're married.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
It was fun. Well, I did have a like it was like I said, it was my birthday that around that time also, and this was like really scary, but I invited Lawrence. My friends rented a cabin. My, like, three best guy friends flew into town. My friends rent a cabin. Yeah. We're all going up into this cabin for Halloween to stay, like, probably two nights. We stayed two nights. One night? I don't even remember.
We were just up there one night.
And they were like, are you going to invite the boy you're talking to? And I was like, no. I'm like, you guys are all literally crazy. I'm not going to just be like, come meet all my friends. Like, and we are not even dating. I'd been going on dates with him for a few weeks. So I was just like, no, I'm not going to invite him. And they're like, you have to. You have to. It'll be so fun. So I was like, hey, you want to come to this cabin trip with my friends?
Well, I had also met Alex. And me and Alex were going to the BYU game. And
anyway.
And then Alex was going to drive up there. So I...
You went somebody. With him.
Yeah, he had a guy that came up. That's
were you,
one
like,
of my
so
good.
Down, though?
Yeah, and I was, like, terrified.
So and all, every single time I've met one of Reagan's friends, she's always been, like, well, at least just with, like, Taylor and stuff. And then I meet them, and they always end up being the chillest people ever.
Yeah, you know when you just, like, you and your friends are crazy, and it's just, like, hopefully he doesn't think we're, like, actually insane and, like...
Also, it's like, that's your best friend, and it's just like, it's just a different dynamic. Like, that's how I felt when I brought Ty to my dorm.
Yes,
and
I'm
living
sure.
in a building with like 300 girls. The way that my room, you know, it's a shoebox.
Literally.
It was flooded with girls, and Ty's just like, you would have thought he was a celebrity.
Yeah.
Because everyone was like, ah! Like, going crazy. Yeah. And he was, I was just like, okay, everyone, please act normal. Like,
And you know how girls are always like, so are you guys dating? Or like, it's like they like they're my besties and I love them, but like let's just not dive into
yeah,
that
can
today.
We be chill?
Like yeah.
Like,
so I was
know.
Nervous.
Yeah,
my yeah. I was just nervous
no,
about
that's
that,
so
but
valid.
It went great and he met all my friends like really early on before we even started dating. And
true. It's
it was
crazy. I even met like Luke and Aiden and all of your Arizona friends.
Yeah, like my best friends from Arizona like flew in. So it was
that's
crazy.
So fun.
Yeah, so. But that's our love story. Hey guys, sorry for the brief intermission, but today's episode is sponsored by Life Seasons.
Guys, it's winter time. The sun isn't producing as much vitamin D, and if you're living in Utah, it doesn't produce any until February. So we're just going to be sad and upset. But Life Seasons has a hack for you.
Yes, we're so excited. The vitamin D supplement at Life Seasons is a melt. It's lemon flavored. You can take it every morning to make sure you're feeling your best.
I got my blood work done, and even in the summertime, I'm vitamin D deficient, so I take 5,000 IU. A day, which is just 5 melts. It's perfect. I just pop them in and go on with my day, and I'm feeling so good. And if you want 15% off, you can use the code RNR15. We'll link it in the show notes, and we'll make sure to put it on our Shop My.
We love Life Seasons, and we know you will too. Thanks so much. Over to you, Ty.
Woo!
Take it away, Ty.
Good. I don't know how I can top that. That was good.
Okay.
No, your guys' is fun.
First day... Went really smooth.
No, how we met.
We met, so we matched on Mutual, and then I think we got each other's snaps, right?
But we didn't really do anything.
Yeah, we didn't.
I didn't really care. Well, I have to do some backstory. So I graduated high school early, and me and my friends went on a senior trip, and we all downloaded Mutual for kicks and giggles, and I lied about my age. Because I was 17, and you had to be 18 to have the app.
Holy.
And so I said I was 21.
Oh my!
At the time, I was 21, and yeah, I matched with.
So I was like, slay.
I matched with this girl who's 21. I'm like, cool. Like, she's a little bit older. Like,
yeah, I was like,
she seems.
Sweet.
She seems nice. She's
she probably
hot.
Thought I was a return sweet. Missionary or something. And I, we match, and nothing happens because I'm like, I lied about my age. How do I recover?
Yeah,
from
like,
this?
What do I do now? Mm-hmm. What? How
I
do I move
and
forward?
And then he asked my Instagram, and I said, if he looks on there, he'll see I just graduated high school.
Which I did. So, but no, like, the vibes were always like. Pretty good between us. Like we had good.
Yeah.
A little back and forth.
I wasn't a huge Snapchatter, but if you did Snapchat me, I literally was like, do not send me a picture of the corner of your eye. I don't give a freak.
Well,
I want to see your whole face. Plus, I thought he was so hot. I still do. And I was like,
I gotta
see the whole thing.
I gotta explain. That kind of shows my age a little bit because when I was in high school,
as if you're so old.
I guess I am.
He graduated in 2016. And I will say,
3 years later, that's not
when I when right I now. When I was in high school, at least it was like the thing if to be like
streaks.
A little mysterious, like yeah, like send like a photo of like your
streaks
foot,
and it's like this,
and,
your
yeah.
foot, your
that's
foot,
that's valid.
Your foot, and like say streaks, like
that's so valid.
Or,
yeah.
I don't know, or
no,
like
no, no.
hey,
and
who's trying to function tonight? And this like picture
like,
of like your shirt on the floor. Or, I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah, and that's
that
just like
fire. I would function.
So hang on. So I was going somewhere with this. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was just saying that just shows like I was very, I don't want to say aggressive, but like I just know what I want. Like, I'm just like, don't, like, I want to see your whole face. I think you're cute. And I did screenshot every single photo on his mutual profile and go back and reference
it. It was
that's epic.
It was a green flag because I feel like I would send a snap, you'd open it right away and respond.
I didn't play games all
and
that
I,
way.
I did the same, you know?
Yeah, I literally did not, I did not come to play. I was not like, oh, I need to leave him on open and then respond a couple minutes later.
So you did not, you did
I
not
didn't
come
play,
to play
games. Like, I did not open his snaps and be like, okay, I have to leave him on open for a couple minutes. Because y'all remember doing that? And it was like, well, I can't respond right away.
I
and
did that
I did
all
not.
The time.
Yeah, and I love that.
Yeah.
I did not do that. I literally did not. I just was like, I want to hang out with you, and I'm not, like, I want to talk to you, and if I have somebody to say, I'm going to talk to you.
Speaking for most guys, I feel like that's super valid.
Oh, it's definitely a better thing when they respond quick, but, yeah. Like, if I was ever talking to someone and they'd take a while to respond, I'd be like, all right, we can play that game, and I would take a while.
No, I didn't. I'm done with you.
And Lawrence is ready.
Lawrence is a player. No. But I am... I think I'm petty with things.
Wow.
Well, definitely, yeah.
I didn't get that vibe
self-aware.
Oh, well, no, I definitely...
Self-aware king!
I definitely am petty about a lot of things.
That's so funny.
Way to take ownership, dude.
I just don't know if you guys would ever... none of the petty interactions would ever be with, like, you guys. Like, it's like...
Oh, that's good. I'm petty. I was a little worried.
Perfect.
Sometimes I'm petty about, like, stuff with work. Or I'm petty about,
Oh, no, I think
like,
we all have our
with,
petty moments.
Yeah.
You know, but not, like... It wouldn't be anything that you guys would ever see.
Okay, interesting.
Or experience, I think.
Okay, good.
I feel like I just discovered a whole new side to you.
I know, sorry. I'm
like, I got to look out for this now.
Sorry. It won't happen to you guys.
Okay, good. Anyways, I just was very, like, when I matched with Ty on Mutual, the other thing was, is I was swiping on guys that I was like, I have no chance. Like, I remember seeing Ty's profile, and I'll be like, he's so out of my league, and there's no way that he's going to match with me. And I did it, and he said, it's a match, and my heart sank out of my mouth.
Okay, so when you swiped, it was a match.
Yeah.
So he had already swiped up on you.
No, and my heart sank out of my butt.
That's what happened with me and Lawrence, too.
I literally was like, there's no...
Mine was a match. Or no? You matched when you swiped?
When I swiped up, it said match. And then I was like, oh, Slay, let's see if he messages me.
Sure.
No, I literally... My heart sank out of my butt because I was like, well, fuss, this guy thinks I'm 21.
That is crazy also.
And I'm 17.
The 21 thing is insane.
So we didn't really like I didn't really do much. I mean, I turned 18 like literally 2 weeks later, but like I didn't snap Ty because I was like,
what do I say? Yeah, like how do I recover?
I'm like, oh freak. And then I think on our first date I was like, I'm assuming you know I'm 18, right?
yeah.
But we didn't really do anything. We just kind of snapped and it was like that was it. Ty went home. Go ahead, sorry.
No, wait, what?
Didn't you go home after spring? Because he was at BYUI. That was the other thing. My parents had just moved from Texas to Idaho Falls, and he was 20 minutes away in Rexburg. And so
I was attending the spring semester. Yeah. And we met.
Yeah.
We went on our first date July 11th, 2019.
And he knows that because that's free Slurpee Day.
Or so probably similar. Because I just know
no,
that
no.
day.
No, I'm just kidding. The only way I can remember it is it's free Slurpee Day. So we
July
go
11th?
Slurpee. Yeah.
Okay, I guess
7-Eleven.
So that's when we went on our date, but the reason why we went on the date to begin with, or I feel like the main...
What? No, I'm just like, it's making sense, 7-Eleven, okay, free Slurpees, got it, sorry, I'm slow.
No, she's like, yeah, Ty had to come up with like this mnemonic device in his mind, like, in order for him to remember the
it's
date
me.
That we met.
I couldn't remember.
Okay, got it.
Anyways.
Like, no, I just...
Anyways, sorry, but we did nothing, it didn't really go anywhere.
Yeah, we stopped for, what, a few weeks?
Yeah, and then... Can I tell how we finally went on the date?
Yeah.
So I started going to Orange Theory because I had no way of making friends other than going to the gym. And because, like, I'd already graduated high school and, like, I didn't know the people in my area. So I started going to Orange Theory and this girl there, which this is so out of character for me, but this girl there was, like, the only girl under the age of 30 there. And so I was just like... Hey, like, when do you go to the classes? Like, can we start going together? And her name's Kristen. Shout out, Kristen.
This is not out of pocket for you. You make friends everywhere you go.
I was just
okay,
about to say.
I know that seems like I do, but inside I'm freaking out. It is
no,
so, like, I get the worst anxiety.
No, you're so good at, like, just going up and being like, hey, I love your dress. Blah, blah, blah. Like, just connecting with someone really fast.
I'm glad you think that of me, because that is, like, one of my life goals is to be good at it. I think my mom's that way, and she has no fear and, like, can just be friends with anyone. I've always admired her for that. Anyways... So I'm just like, we go to classes together, we start becoming really good friends. She was like, I think she's your age, right?
Yeah.
Which at the time, when I was 18, I was like, ooh, 21's kind of old.
Yeah.
You know, like I was like, oh, Kristen's kind of old.
Yeah.
But she finally was like, hey, do you want to go on a double date with us? But I'll set you up on a blind date. And I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. Like, I'm going to college, no big deal. She's like, okay, it's my friend Tyler. And I was like, what the freak? I literally know him. We've matched. And she's like, oh my gosh, that'd be perfect. Okay, now you can tell the story.
Yeah, and then I think it was that day that she asked you on that double date. Yeah. You snapped me a picture of you two at the gym, and I'm like, oh my gosh, what the heck?
Because he had taken Kristen out on a date, but they had just become friends. Mm. So that's how he knew Kristen.
Wait, this is like such a small world. That like crazy. You matched,
yeah,
and then you met this girl at the gym, and she was like, let's go on a double date. I'll set you up. And it's Tyler. My friend Tyler.
No, and I literally said,
wait, I didn't know this. I snapped
him after our Orange Theory class, and I said, heard we're going on a double date. And you were like, what the heck? How do you know Kristen? And so she set up a double date, but like technically we met on a blind date because I'd never met him in person. Yeah. And at this point we kind of had stopped snapping. Like we weren't really doing much.
Yeah.
And so
the first date was the real test.
Yeah, we went and got ice cream. The guy she like took that she went on a date with picked him up from his apartment, and I had driven straight from the gym.
Oh, okay.
So like, guys, I did not give a freak about this date. Like, I was like, honestly, I think I was putting off this, like, he wouldn't like me anyways. He's so out of my league, so, like, I'm not even going to try because I don't want to, like, try and then get shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So I literally was wearing, Ty knows my outfit. You still remember it?
You were wearing that yellow shirt.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. One of my dad's old sweatshirts.
And you're wearing these, like, jeans, like these Wranglers that you got from Walmart that you cut into shorts.
And your
checkered Vans.
Yeah.
I love it.
I think that's the best attitude, though.
Yeah.
On a first date, just be like, frick.
I didn't want to get my expectations up.
If this goes, it goes. If it doesn't, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Also, the reason I was so like, I don't really freaking care how this goes, is I had just gotten dumped by my missionary. So that was not fun. I was like in a really bad mood because he was like my year-long relationship, and then he broke up with me, and I was just in a bad mood. And I was like, I hate men for whatever reason.
Yeah, so we went and shared an ice cream cone.
Yeah.
At this,
cute.
It was like one of those, like food truck, ice cream truck type things.
Mm-hmm. Cute.
And I asked her, I'm like, I probably sounded super annoying. I'm like, I'm not a huge dessert guy. Would you share one with me?
Yeah.
And you were like, yeah.
And ever since then, Ty and I share every dessert.
And then I guess, I don't remember this. Rachel brings it up every now and then. Hang on.
Okay. I'm like, Rachel, you better get this right.
Rachel brings it up every now and then, but she goes like, but I guess I asked her, hey, do you have Venmo?
Oh, really?
And I thought he was being serious, and I literally was he's making me pay for the ice cream?
I was totally pulling her leg, I guess. I don't remember this, again.
Really? That's so funny.
But it's a joke, and I literally was like, okay.
But it sounds like something I would joke about. Like, oh, hey, you got Venmo, right?
Yeah, like a joke. Yeah, I totally could see that.
Doing that now. I didn't even bring it up to him because I was, like, low-key so weirded out by it. But I was like, well, he doesn't have a car. Maybe he's poor. So I was like, we'll pay for it, like... Like, okay.
Oh, bless his heart.
The only reason he didn't have a car is because his sister totaled it before he got home.
My mission.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So,
but that car probably, honestly, it probably wouldn't have lasted the 14-hour drive.
Yeah.
It was a beater car,
so.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Wait, what kind of car was it?
It was a 03 or 04 Dodge Neon.
Oh, that would have been so fire.
No, bro. Those tires were bald. In the winters there, it'd be crazy.
No, yeah.
Dodge Neons last.
The tires were not the issue. It had, like, really bad... The transmission was the biggest issue that it had. I think my dad had just replaced the transmission.
And then she totaled it.
My sister was driving either to or from school and rear-ended someone, and it totaled. Yeah. It just soda canned.
Yeah. But
airbags didn't go off either, so that's
oh,
not
that's
good.
So scary.
Yeah,
poor girl.
I fear my airbags wouldn't go off on my car.
You know what? Yeah.
If I hit anything, so.
Well, yeah, that was our first date.
Yeah.
And
the
double date was kind of odd because we weren't even with them. Ty and I talked by ourselves the whole time. Yeah, they talked by themselves the whole time.
We were at our own like little two-person table.
Yeah.
Sort of thing, and they were at their own.
And this was the really weird part of the date is Ty and I found out. That I had actually, this like freaked me out because Ty had just gotten home from his mission like a couple months prior, and he was talking about his mission, and he was like, yeah, I know this dude, and he like burnt his house down because he had chickens in his closet.
And he was my assistant.
And I was literally like, okay, what a coincidence. I also noted a dude like that. And I was like, is his name Heath Sheridan? And Ty's like,
Yeah, I literally served with him. I go back through my email and I find out I had seen Tyler before.
Because I was photo?
Getting, I was getting Heath's missionary emails, and this exact photo Ty showed me, I literally was like, I can show you that on my phone.
Holy bro, this lore is insane.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Isn't that freaky? Low-key invisible so string theory.
Him and I were never companions, but he was my assistant. And he came out to do splits with me, so he was with me for a few days.
Yeah, it wasn't even like they were companions. They were together for what, 3 days?
Something like 2 days, 2 or 3 days.
And, what are the chances?
That's crazy.
I showed him. I was in this little town called Tocopilla in Chile, and there's a famous football player, or soccer player named Alexis Sanchez.
Yeah.
He's from Tocopilla. And so, we know, where his house is and everything. And, it was, some counselor in the branch that I served in was close family friends with his family. Alexis and his family were on vacation because he was all done with soccer season, so they were just off doing their own thing. House is vacant, but Marcelo, that's his name, he was watching it, and so he had us over for lunch or dinner or something like that, and he goes, yeah, just meet us at Alexis Sanchez's house. I'm like, oh sick,
yeah,
Heath is with me. And then
the picture that I saw was them in a bed together, in that guy's bed.
We were spooning in Alexis Sanchez's bed.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like,
and then me, Heath, and Marcelo also sat in his little sauna
too. So, oh my gosh.
What were
so
the freaking
funny.
Chances that I was just like, and then he's like, wait, my brother's best friends with your cousin. So then my cousins who live in Arizona, which most of my dad's family lives there, he's like, oh my gosh, my brother's BFFs with your cousin Chandler.
Yeah, it was Brandon, my friend Sawyer, shout out Sawyer, Caleb Evans, a few others.
Okay, you don't need to shout him out, but regardless.
Shout out.
No.
Shout out Cole.
We'll get all our shout outs out before the
end. You guys got him out of your system. Anyways.
Shout out, credit where it's due. I know.
Okay, so he left our first date. What were your thoughts?
I thought she's smoking hot, and I think that she really likes me, and it went really good.
And what did I say?
I don't know. You tell him. I'm not going
to
speak
I went home, and I told my dad, I said, I hated him. I literally was like, I hate him, and I never want to go on a date with that guy ever again. My dad was literally like, oh, that bad? I was like, Dad, he talked about his mission the entire time. I got maybe a couple words in, and there was one point of the date, guys, where I go to interject, and he goes, hold on, I'm not done talking. Oh, please ask me a single question about myself. Thank you.
Sounds like the debates at the table when we're watching Traders.
Literally.
Let me finish.
No, literally, so I was fun. Like, so and Ty was like, oh, you want to come over to my apartment? Literally on the fly, I go, no, I have to babysit. I can't. I did not have to babysit. I just didn't want to go over.
The sun was going down. I felt bad that she drove all the way out. And I was like, you know what? My roommates are chill. They're some of my closest buddies I grew up with.
Again.
And I'm not trying to bust a move over here.
Random guys.
So I'm trying to bust a move.
No, yeah, but my thing was, I had gone on a couple dates, and all the guys were trying to make out on the first date, and I was like, he's inviting me to his apartment after the first date. I was is he going to try to make out with me? In my defense. Mm. Later I find out he's a great guy and wouldn't kiss me for another 7 dates, so. Yeah. But.
I don't know, 7.
7?
Definitely not 7.
It was a lot. Well, actually not dates.
Reagan,
we hung out a lot.
With the 5, 6, it was.
I'm not exaggerating.
If we're counting all the days we hung out, then it was maybe 5 or 6. But 5 or 6 dates?
Okay, that's facts. Because I'm thinking all the times we hung out, plus dates.
Yeah, it's a little bit longer, but dates.
But, so I went home and was like, screw that. And now you're thinking, how are you guys married to the kid? Ty has crazy riz. That's all I have to say.
Thanks.
Amen.
Thanks, guys.
No, I just literally, Ty was like, do you want to come to the skate park with me and my friends? And I had no friends. And I was like, you know what? I'll give him a second chance. Whatever. And I then realized Ty talks a lot when he's nervous.
Mm.
And so he was just a little nervous.
I'll say that was pretty brave of me to invite her to the skate park because I didn't even skate. I could ollie, sometimes land a kickflip.
I did watch
best.
Him eat it.
So.
But I was like.
Yeah, that is.
But that goes to show how comfortable I was around
you. No. I thought it was honorable that you invited me and you fell down and you just were like, whatever. Yeah. It was chill vibes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But
I will say,
I ran away.
I remember, being, a return missionary, I'm like, okay, don't, all the other dates I had gone on, I did a good job about not talking about my mission, but what was hard was, we had all these connections,
Heath
Sheridan,
the mission,
and then, this, and I was like, so, oh, and then she's talking about her brother who just got back from Uruguay, and then I'm like, okay, this is the topic that she wants
that's
to talk
so
about.
Fair.
So
that's so fair.
And yeah. Like on
you're
top of that,
having like tons of flashbacks, like having just epiphanies and
yeah.
epiphanies. On
like
top
yeah,
of
with
them.
All your guys' yeah. connections.
And on top
like,
of that,
this is crazy.
Yeah, on yeah. top of that, I was like, she's smoking freaking hot, and I'm nervous. Okay.
Meanwhile, I'm sitting there like I'm not gonna try to impress him because he won't want me.
She's
anyways.
Sitting there with her arms folded, and she's like.
I was like actually kind of mad because he kept.
I
telling
did
me,
notice that.
I'm not finished, and I said.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm like, have you? Do you even know my name?
Like,
yeah, like you finish. Literally. But yeah, it was fine, and also yeah. I was like kind of in a bad mood after he asked me I had Venmo because I didn't get the joke.
Yes.
And I literally was like, screw this guy.
I thought that was a funny joke.
I would have been crying laughing if I was on a double date and they said that.
No, like oh like imagine you barely know someone. Pull up to like the
listen.
You pull up to Venmo. Order whatever you're ordering, and it's like, oh hey, you got Venmo by the way, right?
Like, I thought
and
I
then
was
like,
for the ice cream on our first date. I was like...
I'm like, oh, wait. As soon as I saw that look on her face, I'm like, nah, I'm just kidding. I'm just pulling your leg.
No, you didn't. That was the thing. You kept in character.
Because to show how much I know about this.
Oh, my
how
gosh. I know, it was like, so bad. Happened. I literally was like...
Yeah, I respect the bit.
And then, though. And then no, instead of saying, no, I'm kidding, you said, nah, plasma got me.
Oh, use my plasma matter. Card.
I literally was like,
I put that edge on
okay.
plasma.
And at that point, I didn't even know what plasma was. So I was like... Is that like a food bank? Like, I don't know what that is.
When you're a poor college student.
I know. It's fine. And I just was like, okay, that's weird. But the skate date was like way fun. And then him and I just like hung out a bunch after yep. that. So, yeah, but we didn't have
but
our
what?
First kiss till like right before he left to go yeah. back to Arizona.
Okay.
And so the reason why, because I wanted to kiss her sooner, but I was also really confused. There was,
yeah.
we were texting one day or something like that. And I'm like, hey. What are you doing?
This is so pick me up.
And she's like, I'm like, hey, like, what's up? Like, let's hang out.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just
yeah.
trying to like get with her. And she goes, oh no, like, I'm just not really feeling it tonight. This guy who I was talking to.
Like absolutely dog tame.
Yeah. Right. That's what she said, right? So then I got instantly confused. I'm like, wait.
You're talking
so
to other guys?
I'm like, oh.
Did you know she was talking to other guys?
And then,
Well, like,
no.
We didn't know each other anything.
No.
But,
yeah.
like, it wasn't like we were even talking. Like, we
oh.
had literally gone in, like, 2 days.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But I was, like, planning on, like, okay, like.
I'm going to take her out again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I want to hang out with her.
Yeah.
And then.
Go ahead.
And then, like, that. So, I was planning on that night if you were to say yes. And then we hung out the day after, a couple days after, something like that.
Yeah.
I purposefully, like, did not try to swoop, make any moves. Because I'm, like, I don't want her to think that I'm, like, taking advantage of her and, like, her vulnerable state going, like.
Meanwhile, I'm literally like, oh. Am I ugly? He sat Girls. On, I'm sitting here, and he's sitting where you are, Regan. And his
but,
best friend sits in between us. I was like,
fire.
I don't really care to watch somebody play Spider-Man on your PS4.
No, we were watching Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Okay, actually, I was sad.
Banger.
I was sad for that.
Banger.
But we were watching Avatar, and then Ty kissed me, and the kiss was so fire that I was like, I'm going to do long distance with you.
It was,
and, we,
and you became
yeah,
official that night.
No,
oh.
long distance, like talking.
I'm like, imagine, and you're my boyfriend. She goes,
no,
and you're my boyfriend.
After, well, after that,
it's like an elementary school boyfriend.
After that,
like, you're my
this
boyfriend.
Is this was legit, like the last week of the semester.
Yeah.
Oh dang.
So the next time she came over, it was the last day, the last night before finals. But I'm like, I don't care if I freaking bomb on my finals. Like, I just want, and like my roommate who was like a. Big, like, what's the word? He was, like, a stickler for the rules about,
okay,
like,
yeah,
honor
yeah.
code and all that. I was, like, word. Like, I want this hot girl, like, in my room, like...
Hanging out
with me and, like, which we did.
If
you know?
You're not
we weren't
a
doing
member,
anything, like, scandalous.
If you're not a member, part of the school rules is you can't have a girl in your dorm.
Yeah.
So, which, like, I feel like nobody follows yeah. that.
Yeah, probably not.
But, anyways, Ty's
yeah,
literally packing, mm-hmm. like, to leave back to Arizona.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we were kind of, like, what are we doing?
Like, yeah,
like
what's
you're
happening?
Gotta leave. Mm-hmm. But like, no, like we didn't really have a DTR until he got back for fall semester. So we just chatted.
Yeah.
Like we would stay up until 4 a.m.
FaceTiming
mm-hmm. every single night. Like, his mom was getting up to leave for work and she's like, are you still awake? And him and I were FaceTiming.
I'm like, aww. Yeah, I'm just talking to this
yeah.
girl.
Wait, that's cute.
And she's like, okay.
Yeah.
That's so
dude,
cute.
You guys are 9 hours.
So that was when, that
I'm
was
not anymore, bro.
By Christmas or Thanksgiving.
What?
Was it like the fall semester, like Christmas
oh.
or Thanksgiving,
so
or spring semester?
It was right before the
end
it was,
of spring semester.
Well, because
oh for summer,
so full summer,
yeah.
and then you then fall.
Yeah, yeah. So
BYU.
We talked all throughout summer and BYU.
Oh wow!
So I went to school
And I went to school in September, and then Ty was also coming up, driving through Utah to go to school at BYUI, and he stopped by, and we kind of had a DTR when he was in town, and he was just like,
Wait, was it that week, or wasn't it my dad and I, we took Alyssa, Alyssa, like, a little bit before the semester started so that she could get, like, settled.
But we had a DTR because we'd been talking all summer. I wasn't talking to anybody else.
And wow, you guys were dedicated literally all summer.
I literally was like, ain't no way.
And you guys were FaceTiming all summer. Wow, that's so awesome.
Like, I literally did not talk to any other guy. Like, I was sold after our first kiss. I was like... Mm-hmm. And then Ty was just like, hey, like, you're 18. It's your first semester at college. I don't want you to, like, have any regrets. So, like, let's just go see other people. And I literally was like, oh, yeah, totally. I didn't see a single person. I was like, yeah, I'm totally going on dates.
I don't know. It's just...
I did do something petty, though, where I posted a picture of the boy to make him jealous.
Well... You see it a lot, especially mm-hmm. like up here. It's like a girl who's fresh out of high school, and then she gets a serious boyfriend. She gets married right away.
Yeah.
Sometimes it works out. Sometimes it doesn't. And it's like, you know, she's like, I mean, Rachel is super, super beautiful, especially like back then. Of course. Like, she's a hot item on the market.
Like before she had kids, of course.
No. Whatever. No. No. Yes.
No. I just, but it was, no, but it was true, and it took a lot of pressure off the relationship.
She's a super pretty girl, and like I knew for a fact because of like her personality, she's extroverted, and like she's super fun to be around. I'm like, you're gonna go to all these parties.
You're gonna meet
and
guys.
It's gonna, I'm like, it's gonna be pretty lame if you're like, oh, like I have a boyfriend, but like we're long distance, and dudes are gonna be like, whatever. They're gonna see right through that and still try to flirt with you and like get with you.
But it was actually pretty hard for Ty because the party scene in the dorms is pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, you're partying, like, literally every single night for the first month you're there. And so I'd be getting back, and I'd be like, yeah, I did this party. And Ty's like, cool.
I'm like, well, I mean, I was donating plasma, and
I had no car.
I worked at the, no car still.
I had to skateboard to work.
I did, yeah. I had to skateboard to work. I had to skateboard to classes. Sometimes my friend drove me, which is pretty cool.
But
what a cool friend.
I also, at the time, I was working like BYUI catering, which like,
oh no,
that was super, like tons of hours, like a lot of hours for like, I don't even know what, I think it was like 11, 12 bucks an hour.
I have a couple photos of Ty in his little outfit. It was cute.
So yeah, it was like, I was working.
Yeah, Ty would send me like, with his black Vans, he'd be like.
I was working and then going to school and like, I couldn't really get out to go party. Because, like, all my roommates, they were either engaged or in, like, serious relationships.
So there was, except like, no scene for you.
Yeah.
But then, so it's just a little hard.
But then, Ty and I, and here's the other thing. This was so crazy of me. We weren't even officially dating. And every single weekend, because my last class was Thursday, I would leave.
Yeah,
leave BYU at 3 p.m. on Thursday and stay over at his apartment until Sunday.
Because we purposefully planned together to not book any classes on Fridays.
So that I could come and visit.
Oh my gosh.
So and so I would
I can't believe that she did that. I thought for sure she'd be like, yeah, sure, pff, whatever.
This is even after he was like, you should go date other people. Like, you need to go on dates.
I'm dating anybody else? No,
So did you tell him, oh no, that's lame, I don't want to do that?
No, because I saw it. And I honestly was curious. Like, there was a part of me that was like, you know, I am young. Maybe there is other people out there for me. I'll try. But like, guys who did ask me, I was just kind of like, I would lie. I'd say, oh, no, I have a boyfriend.
You're not Tyler.
Yeah.
That's who you'd think.
Yeah.
I scored,
you're not him.
So it was meant to be.
I scored some points with my in-laws, I will say.
Oh, yeah. My dad literally was
She told.
Don't freaking go for any other person.
She told Darren that, and he goes, ooh, sounds like a nice.
Sounds like a great guy.
Charming young man.
No, and when my dad first met him, by the way, because at this point, we were still.
Wait, can I say that?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, it was fall semester. And she brought me over to have, like...
Because we're only 20 minutes away from my parents' house. And I was up and visiting.
It was, like, Sunday dinner?
Yeah.
I met her, all of her youngest siblings and her parents.
Which is crazy to meet the family before you're dating, I feel.
So crazy.
And, I mean, like, Darren and Marnie are super easy to get along with. Darren and I, like, connected right away because, like, he lived in Chile after he graduated high school.
That's where he served his
where I served.
My dad's also the coolest.
And then, Darren was like, wait, Rach, is this the guy? He says this out loud. He goes, is this the guy that you said you hated and you never want to see ever again? And I look at her and I go like, wait, what? What'd you say about me?
I was like, cool, dad.
Just beat red.
Oh.
And she was like, it looked like her eyes were about to pop out of her head.
Yeah. I was freaking out. Yeah. I literally was like,
that's good.
Thanks, dad.
Yeah. And then Ty and I afterwards was like, Ty's like, so you hated me. And I was like, I think honestly deep down I just wanted an enemies to lover, but I was the only one mad in this situation. I don't know. Again, I was 18, so like if that said anything. But then Ty and I started dating seriously, and then we got married.
Yeah. We met July 11th, 2019. We got married. We got engaged January 2020.
Yeah.
And then got married March
7th, which I wanted a way longer engagement, but his brother went into the Navy, and then COVID happened, so we were like...
Yeah, government shut down, what, like the 12th the or something
like
that?
Yeah, that was like clutch.
We got married the weekend before COVID, so shout out.
Yeah, and then remember the day after our wedding, we went to... Oh, sorry. We went to The Habit.
Yeah.
And it, do you remember how weird it was? Like, people were kind of being weird about...
weird, yeah.
About, like, germs and, like... COVID, but and like it started. It that's like when it started feeling.
You guys were dating.
That's when the vibes
COVID.
Were off.
Kind of when it was ending.
When it was ending.
After, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because the thick of COVID, I was living at home.
Wow, that was when Lawrence we moved to. Home. That was when we moved to Colorado. Was when they.
When you guys started dating,
like,
we moved to Colorado.
That feels like yesterday we moved to Colorado.
Yeah, but yeah, that's Ty and I's love story.
It was like yesterday that we started dating.
True.
I know. Ty and I's 5-year anniversaries coming up.
Next month. I know, it's so crazy. What are you guys gonna do?
We're gonna go get matching bracelets.
Cute.
Which, like, the permanent bracelets.
What are you guys doing for Valentine's Day?
But,
oh. I don't really. I think we're just gonna do. I get really overstimulated at restaurants, so I think we're gonna do. We don't want to fight the crowd, so I think we're just gonna do a little dinner at home. But go get dinner, like, next week.
Cute. Yeah. So I think it's that Tuesday that week. I think we're just gonna go to dinner.
Yeah.
Cute.
Cause like dinner on V-Day.
It's wild.
Yeah, right.
On a Friday. It's wild, especially in Utah. Me and Lawrence found this really cute thing. Tell them. Tell them what we're doing.
She was watching one of her...
YouTube girls.
YouTube girls, and she had this little kit sent to her from this brand called Sculpt.
Mm-hmm. And it's like...
And it's like a kit. Like, they send you a box, like a full kit of, like, two-pound packs of... clay, all the molding tools you need to like shape things with clay, and then paint and everything, so you can like
make like
then,
your
and
own
and then a manual like a book on how to like make certain things out of the clay, so it's like a
pot or like clay, a plate or like
pottery,
a bowl.
That's sick.
Like, and it's air drying clay, so you don't need to go take it to have them fire it in a kiln or anything, so it just dries, and then the next day, so like we'll do like a two-part thing, like with the first night we'll both make something, but it comes with this booklet that shows you how to make different
like cool things. It like teaches you.
That is so cool.
And then the next night we can go through and paint everything.
So that's
what we're doing. But it was like a full kit for the both of us for like
$70.
$70.
It's awesome, bro.
Wait, that's like,
I'll send you the link.
And like way better than going to Color Me Mine.
I know. It's going to be really fun.
If you go to like a full spinning, like
we've spun pottery before.
Spinning pottery class.
Yeah.
It's like pretty expensive,
and they they don't give you enough clay.
Yeah, they don't give you a lot of clay.
Dang.
But like, I did ceramics in high school, so I think
same
pottery and ceramic stuff is just so fun.
Same. My parents have a kiln and a wheel.
Yeah, it's so
we
fun.
Should go up and do it at my parents'
That would be
house.
So
that
fun.
That is something I want in my future house, but I always forget about
my
it.
My grandma
it's just so.
My grandma used to like hand paint china, and so she had a kiln. So when she went to a nursing home, my dad was like, "I want the kiln."
That's
Wait,
so fun.
That's
and my
so
brother
fun.
Johnny.
I was gonna say,
enough,
did you guys get really good at it?
I didn't because they got after I graduated high school. But my brother Johnny is cracked at ceramics, which you would look at him and not think that because he's like a 6'4" ginger. But
I don't know what I would think.
You good at basketball? Maybe
he's bald right now because my sister accidentally buzzed his head.
Really?
Like, literally, you can see his skin on his head.
Oh, no.
Yeah, bald man. So he's not a ginger now. He will be in a couple months.
He
but
still is. Short.
I know.
Yeah, that's we're excited. It will be fun. It'll be a chill night.
Your parents have a wheel and a kiln.
I know. We got to go up.
I'm trying to go to your parents' house.
So. You need to.
We should all go.
We should.
They,
we've been talking about this forever.
I think I would fit in there pretty well.
You would.
Well, Lawrence and I are both like one of 10 kids. I'm number 5, and he's the first. So I just feel like we vibe. He also reminds me of my oldest brother. It just has to be oldest brother of 10 kids vibes.
Which True. One, Isaac?
No, Cody. Oldest brother.
Oh, yeah.
He's
yeah.
just chill.
Which one, Isaac?
I'm
Wait,
like,
which oldest?
We well, only both, have one
it, listen,
oldest.
Listen, both are, like, vibes are immaculate with both of them.
Yeah.
So, like, it makes sense.
Well, you met my brother Isaac, and you liked him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's obsessed with you, so.
You guys got along.
Well... Thank you, boys.
Yes, guys. You guys killed that.
Good job. They were nervous, but they've chilled out.
Yeah. Wasn't that chill? Once you get going, once you get talking, it's pretty normal, right?
It's chill.
Lawrence dapped me up, and I saw the look in his face.
About
like,
your hand.
The terror.
Crap.
The fright.
He's like, my hand is drenched right now.
Yeah, that mic has water damage.
It's okay. If we were in the Midwest right now, my hands would be drenched.
If Am I the only one that has... Do you have sweaty hands?
No? Growing up, I always had sweaty hands.
Oh, thank goodness.
It was also less like judgment. Super humid. And since moving here, I don't get sweaty hands as much because it's just too dry.
Going back to Texas would kill you.
I don't sweat here.
I could be in the driest desert on planet Earth, still sweating hands and feet.
No.
And it doesn't bother me. Like it still has rizz on top of it.
When I go to work out and stuff and go play basketball, I feel like I don't sweat
as much here. All.
Oh my gosh.
Sounds unhealthy. But
like in the Midwest, it's the worst thing ever. I wish I could sweat because it feels like after you get like after you work out, you get like all sweaty. You're like, yeah. Oh, I accomplished something.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like I'm actually getting a workout here because I don't end it like
I know it has become
sweaty or like really tired.
Come to Hot Pilates, you'll sweat.
Yeah, we need to take the boys to Hot Pilates.
I'm down.
Really,
I'm down. I've always wanted to do hot.
Can
yoga
we please
too.
Do a night where both of you guys go at let's the same do, time? It'll be fun.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Hot Pilates.
No, I want to do hot yoga with you.
Oh, yeah. Man, that's
chill like, yeah, what? Yeah,
that's they're
what
planning their day.
He's really like, without them.
What are you two doing for Valentine's Day?
Literally, have you guys planned that?
We're
going to
do hot Pilates and watch Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Literally, right before recording this, Lawrence and I were sitting right here talking about how good Fast 5 is.
We got to wrap it up.
How Fast and Furious 6 is underrated and like overlooked because it's in between 5 and 7.
Yeah,
I can write a whole PowerPoint.
Research and we'll reconvene.
I can write a whole PowerPoint.
These boys can start a podcast about movies, so we better wrap this up before they get into that.
Maybe you guys did the movie podcast episode before we were on.
Sorry, guys. We'll have you back, maybe.
That was a sell.
All right.
I'm done.
Well, thank you for relaxing and rewinding with us, boys.
Happy Valentine's Day.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.